It's game time, driven by Briggs Auto Lane and BriggsAuto.com. Get in the game.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Welcome back to the game. Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fordner, Grant Flanders with you this afternoon. John is currently in McPherson getting ready for MHS basketball. They are taking on Blue Valley West at 6:30. Make sure you stay tuned with us for that and for a recap of all of the high school action from tonight. Tune in to Scoreboard Saturday tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Mitch will be headed over to the MHS Gymnasium pretty soon for the MHS Girls, taking on the Seaman Lady Vikes, who present a pretty strong challenge and certainly one of the teams contending at the top of the Centennial League. In this hour, you'll hear John's conversation with WVU play-by-play announcer Tony Caridi. He had a chance to catch up with him ahead of K-State and West Virginia tomorrow. We are going to lead off this hour talking about that and giving an update on Kamau Stokes' status for tomorrow's game at 5 o'clock after he suffered a sprained ankle late in the game, the victory at Oklahoma State on Wednesday. If you want to give us a call, 537-1350, 866-776-1350. Also, after this break, after our next break, I will be drawing a name for our Royals Fan Fest package winner, so make sure you stay tuned for that as well. Bruce Weber was with the media earlier this afternoon at the basketball training facility getting asked questions about facing West Virginia. It's going to be a tough task for his team. There's no doubt about that. There's no real way to prepare for what West Virginia throws at you with their press and their defense. You just kind of have to go out there and make the smart plays, make the smart passes. It's almost a mental game when you're playing West Virginia as much as it is a physical one. West Virginia leads the Big 12 in scoring offense. They are scoring 89 points a game, also leading in scoring margin at 25 points per game. They're fairly average statistically when you take out everything to do with their press. I mean, they just do so much at getting those turnovers and turning those into points. That's what makes them one of the top 10 teams in the country. And it will be difficult for K-State, but even more so if they do not have Kamau Stokes. And that was the first question that Bruce Weber was asked when he met with the media, the status of his starting point guard.
You know, I think he's better. We'll try to get him today to maybe shoot a little bit, do the walkthrough, and then we'll see how he progresses tomorrow to the shoot around. And probably won't have a definite answer till the shoot around, and maybe even into the game and see how he feels. But you know, he texted me right away this morning, said he felt better and was walking a little bit. But this is not only it's difficult to play basketball, but to play basketball against West Virginia in their style, and you know, with cutting and moving and you know, that's it, they force you into, you know, really moving fast all the time and wearing you out. So, but if we could have him even part-time, it'd be better than not at all.
So that's how things look for Kamau Stokes. We did hear that he was jogging around the basketball floor there without looking like he had too much of a limp. We'll have to wait and see exactly how things transpire there. K-State could certainly use him in some sort of role, but you're going to need to get a lot of minutes from other guys anyway. I mean, Corby Irvin is going to need to play and play well in this game. You're going to need contributions from Xavier Sneed off the bench. I think that we may see a little bit more Brian Patrick than we typically see in this game, because as I mentioned in the first hour, West Virginia has 11 players that are averaging at least 4 points a game. They love to rotate people in and out and basically wear you down and just assert themselves as the deeper team, and that is one of K-State's weaknesses. So anything they can get out of Kamau Stokes tomorrow would be great.
What you just said right there kind of worries me a little bit because of Brian Patrick just not having a lot of, you know, a lot of experience, especially in league play. He just simply doesn't have a ton because Kamau Stokes has been there And Barry Brown is a good ball controller as well. So is Wesley. So there is an answer to who can, you know, who can carry the ball if they need somebody to bring it up the floor and play that point guard or point forward or whatever. But when it comes to depth, though, at that position, kind of worries me a little bit.
Yeah, the part that is concerning isn't necessarily the process of getting the ball up the floor. I mean, I have enough faith that even if Kamau Stokes isn't able to give you much tomorrow, I do have faith that Wesley Iwundu can do it, that Barry Brown can do it, that Corby Irvin can do it. But here's the thing, as it pertains to Iwundu and Brown, not so much for Irvin, but with Iwundu and Brown, the more energy they exert playing the point guard role or the point forward role, the quicker they're going to tire out when it pertains to right. the other aspects of their game. Wesley Iwundu being able to drive into the rim or drive into the lane with strength and assertiveness in the final minutes. You know, Barry Brown having the strength for a deep three-pointer with a few minutes left to take the lead or something like that. I mean, West Virginia just wears you down. And if those guys are being asked to do a lot of the heavy lifting with getting the ball from the from underneath their basket to half court, then maybe they won't have the strength in their legs that they'll need later in the game. I know that they're very well-conditioned players. I'm certainly not attacking them from that perspective. It would happen to anybody. That's just the nature of the beast with playing West Virginia. That actually worries me a little bit more than being worried about how many turnovers they're going to commit.
Well, since Kamau went down, I mean, his status is getting better and better than I would have imagined, because when he went down against Oklahoma State, it looked like he was favoring the knee, and I was like, oh, great, here we go, and another knee injury. This is exactly what we need, especially with Cartier Jara out. And then we find out later it's an ankle injury. I'm thinking, why would he favor his knee if it's an ankle injury? But it's – and now it's he's walking around, dribbling a basketball, you know, getting some jogging in. I think he's going to be fine. I mean, this just might be a play for – you know, just to make West Virginia question a little bit. But that was actually probably the worst time for him to go down with any kind of injury, because with West Virginia coming up and you need as many dudes as you can get.
Yeah, and I think that part of the reason that it looked like he reached for his knee at first, for someone who goes through an injury like that to the knee when he tore his ACL last year.
It's the first thing you think about.
That's the first thing you're going to think about, right. Like, hopefully this is not – you're always going to – if you feel you sprain your ankle, you're still going to be wondering, man, is this a Derrick Rose situation? And I blew out everything. I mean, I think that you're just going to be really nervous about it from that standpoint. And he won't be, even if he is playing and if he's starting, he's not going to be 100%. K-State's going to need to help him out as much as they possibly can. It'll be all hands on deck. But if you're able to win, West Virginia is a 4-point favorite for this ballgame, by the way. If you're able to win, it puts you on a great trajectory toward the NCAA tournament. I mean, at that point, you would be 15-4. You would have a winning record in the Big 12. You would finally have a marquee win against a top 10 team and a top 20 RPI team. At least West Virginia should be by the end of the year, I think. Right now, they're actually 42, and K-State is 48, which is pretty surprising. But I think that West Virginia will continue to climb up in that category. You can parlay that with your win on the road against Oklahoma State, the fact that Oklahoma has now jumped into the top 100. I mean, in the course of just 5 days, K-State's resume really can be enhanced like three or fourfold. I mean, it was really concerning how it appeared about a week ago, but that win over Oklahoma State, a potential win over West Virginia, and the emergence of Oklahoma as a potential top 100 team really makes you change your mind on where K-State's at.
K-State needs to get out of this current situation that they're in, where every game is a complete must-win, no matter who the opponent is. K-State shouldn't be in that situation. I get every game, no matter what, is a must-win. I mean, you want to win every game. But the way we have been talking about it is, if K-State doesn't beat Oklahoma State, they're doomed. Or if West Virginia, if they can't beat West Virginia, their shot at the NCAA tournament is doomed. I mean, K-State has kind of put themselves in this situation where everybody's kind of questioning, you know, how can they perform against some of the better teams in the Big 12? I mean, I still feel K-State is still one of the better teams in the Big 12. It's just taking that next step. The Oklahoma State was, game was a huge win. It really was. It was a win on the road where they hardly win ever, and yet this team got it done.
Well, here's actually, you just kind of touched on something that I wanted to get into. Here's how things look for K-State in the eyes of the NCAA Tournament Committee. I think that the committee thinks that K-State is a tournament team, but the thing is, to get in the tournament, you have to prove that you are a tournament team, not, well, yeah, they kind of look like one. No, you have to say we are 100%, and winning a game like this would go a long way towards securing that. They also could have accomplished that by beating Baylor. I mean, you're going to have to get a couple marquee wins one way or another by the end of this thing. But beating West Virginia sends a message to the committee. Look, not only do you think that we're a good team, but we are a good team, and I think that's what K-State really has to gain from tomorrow.
There's too much of a mindset that goes back to last year, because in our minds, because we know what happened last year, there's some of us that just have that feeling that there's a chance this team can fold and this season could go all to heck and it could turn out really bad. I think there's not enough people that realize how much better this team is. The Oklahoma State game was a big win. They're just missing that marquee win. That's what they're missing right now.
This game is kind of the first game of the middle third of the Big 12 schedule, and it is a very difficult middle third. The final third is a lot more reasonable, but if you lose this game, it makes the stretch coming up look even harder. You're going to Iowa State next, then you go to Tennessee, which is a team that's about on the same wavelength as Oklahoma State. And then your Big 12 games coming up after that are TCU at Baylor versus KU and at West Virginia in that stretch. You could maybe say that TCU game shouldn't be thrown into that category, but that is a pretty decent team. You're going to be in trouble if you drop too many more of these games, and so that's going to make tomorrow pretty significant. You don't want to lose your second Big 12 game at home, because there aren't going to be those opportunities coming up down the stretch of the season for those marquee wins.
Well, and see, to me, this team, K-State is almost playing like a 500 Big 12 team, where they should probably win their home games and then lose on the road. It's kind of how it went the past couple of years, with the exception of last year, where they really struggled at home at times. But K-State has lost a home game, and they've won a road game, so maybe that cancels out a little bit. They're still that 500 team in the Big 12, like I mentioned. K-State is right now, they are playing like a middle of the pack Big 12 team. I think they have the capability to be up in that upper echelon. I'm talking top four. They still have some work to be a top three team, but you can't be a great Big 12 team or even propose yourself as a good tournament team without beating the West Virginias, the KUs, the Baylors, and you got to do it at home. If you can't beat those teams at home, and you get swept by them, and you have some bad losses on the road, I mean, you kind of struggle to portray yourselves as a good tournament team.
I am interested. You kind of answered my question right there. You said fourth in the Big 12 K-State might be right now, in your opinion. Where would you rank K-State, and who would you put ahead of them?
Well, you look at it this way. You have your top three, and you have your bottom one, which to me is Texas. And then you've got – so that leaves you six other teams that you could probably put those in any order and you wouldn't be way off. I mean, they're all very, very close. I look at it this way. I think that K-State, TCU, and Texas Tech are three teams that are vying for two NCAA tournament spots. I think that's probably what you're looking at, unless the Big 12 happens to benefit from a pretty weak bubble this year and you're able to get six bids. I know that I saw on ESPN earlier today, the Big 12 is actually ranked as the best conference in basketball right now, which is pretty surprising given how things started to the year. Everyone kind of thought, okay, well, the Big 12's got three good teams and absolutely nothing after that, but they are starting to prove on a national scale that they've got more depth than what we anticipated.
If you ask other fans around the country, or even here in the Big 12, if you asked them to rank where K-State, you feel K-State is right now, they would probably say at probably number five in the Big 12. Since Texas Tech did beat the Cats, I truly feel K-State is better than Texas Tech this year. You know, that was just another bad ending K-State has had. K-State's still better than Texas Tech, but because nobody has the same opinion about K-State than their fans. Everybody else outside of Manhattan has a different opinion of the Cats. It will not be the same of yours. I guarantee it.
Well, it's actually kind of backwards in a way, because I've seen a lot of, and Doug Gottlieb was one of them, I've seen a lot of national basketball analysts tweet that K-State is an impressive team and that they really like this K-State team. And I've seen a lot of K-State fans push back and say, no, we're terrible. Stop giving us any credit. We want Bruce Weber gone. It's actually, yeah. It's kind of a role reversal there, but some K-State fans are not quite ready to buy into what this team is doing, and I can understand it. There are still some holes on the resume, but that's what games like tomorrow are for.
They lack a lot of depth. I mean, after Xavier Sneed, I mean, that's really your sixth man as long as Kamal Stokes is healthy. After that, it's Corby Irvin. I mean, you lack depth, I think, when you go down the roster.
Here's one prediction I will make for the game tomorrow as we go to break. If K-State wins tomorrow, it's because Corby Irvin was the MVP of the game. And I really mean that pretty sincerely. If he can come in and give you 15, 18 minutes, get like 5 or 6 assists and limit his turnovers to just 1 or 2, that would be absolutely huge, given that Kamau Stokes may or may not play, and if he does, he's not going to be at 100%.
And let me tell you this, it takes just one win for a fan base to completely change their opinion.
Or one loss.
Of a team, or one loss, but that W can come Saturday. It'll surprise you how differently people will think about their team after a big win.
We are going to have our drawing for the Royals Fan Fest passes coming up to lead off the next segment, and then you'll hear John's conversation with the play-by-play voice of West Virginia to preview tomorrow's game. That's coming up on the game.